Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. We live in a very, very dark world, but we get to be the light in the darkness. And I think that's such an exciting part of being a Christian, of getting to have that hope that is within us that we know that the world doesn't have and that the world needs. As you have evangelized and shared Christ with people over the many, many years that you've done that, how have you seen culture shift? How have you seen people change over the years?
Well, the more people love darkness, the more they're going to hate the light. So there's a tremendous antagonism towards Christianity. And the reason it's there is Romans 8, verse 7. The carnal mind is enmity against God. Mm-hmm. For it's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. People don't like God's moral government. And that's why they hate God without cause, because he demands moral responsibility. However, I say that with a caveat that COVID has made people think about their own mortality. And so now when I go up to people and talk about their fear of death, there's a far more openness. And I've been praying with a lot of people recently that have embraced the gospel. I don't pray a sinner's prayer, but I just pray with them afterwards that they'll find a place of repentance, and I give them a New Testament and that. So there's a tremendous openness amongst the hatred for the light. So I'm very encouraged.
That's exciting. That's a really exciting thing to know.
Have you faced more hostility than you did, say, 10, 15 years ago?
Not really. No. And it's because of the way I evangelize. If I stood on a street corner with a sign that says, oh, homos are going to hell, or something like homosexuals are going to hell, things like that causes tremendous antagonism. There's a certain evangelism and arrogance, a lack of love and gentleness that does stir up an anger, almost a justified anger. But what we've got to remember is the sinner is blind. He cannot see, except a man be born again. He cannot see the kingdom of God. The servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, and patience or meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. So just as we would be very gentle with a blind man because he can't see, we have to be very gentle with the ungodly because they cannot see. We have to be patient with them because we have been where they are now.
Right. That's what I see you do. And you come with this love, but also you're not preaching out there. You're asking questions. It feels like you're interacting with these people. You're not beating them over the head, and people respond to you so differently because you come with this genuine care and you are asking them questions that, like, one of my favorite things that you've done is the 180, just that coming full circle and the way that you bring people to that just by asking them pointed questions, which really, you're speaking to the heart, which is exactly what Christ did. And so I think no matter how dark things get, we can still reach people's hearts because, like you said, we're created in the image of God.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.